2. Buenos Aires, December 1947.
There must be something we can do. We're not asking for much. I'll pay it back, every cent.
The desperation that 12-year-old Klaus Simon heard in his father's voice twisted at his heart, and he edged closer to the kitchen door, straining to hear the conversation in the front room.
Please, Ludwig, his father continued, if you could find it within you to help us this once.
Actually, there is something. For several seconds, the only thing Klaus heard was the ticking of the kitchen clock behind him. Finally, his uncle said,
I'm in need of help during a short trip to Santiago. If you agree to my conditions, I'll make it worth your while.
I'll do anything, anything at all.
Not you. Your boy.
Surprised, Klaus pressed his ear against the door.
I don't understand, his father said. What would Klaus have to do?
Nothing much. More companion than anything else. These trips can be tedious.
How long would he be gone?
A few days at the most. More important, we're willing to pay well.
A long stretch of silence followed before his father answered.
I don't know. Perhaps we'll find another way.
Klaus pushed open the door, bursting into the room.
I can do it. I can.
His father's brow furrowed.
I told you to wait in the kitchen.
I'm sorry,
Klaus said, stealing a glance at his uncle. He barely remembered the man from when they'd lived with him in Germany. Only that his uncle Ludwig Strassmayr had argued with Klaus's mother when he'd brought notice that Klaus's older brother Dietrich had been killed in the war. Dietrich, apparently, was not fighting for Germany, as everyone thought, but for the resistance against Nazism. His mother never recovered from Dietrich's death, or the scandal, and after selling everything to buy them passage to Argentina, she'd cut off all contact with her brother.
Let me go, please, Father.
Uncle Ludwig smiled at Klaus.
See, even the boy is willing.
His father, however, was not so quick to agree.
Let me talk it over with him. I'll telephone you to let you know my decision.
Danke.
His father waited until Uncle Ludwig drove off, then turned a troubled glance down the hall toward the bedroom where his wife slept. With a tired sigh, he looked at Klaus.
You heard what he said. It's only for a few days. To Chile and back.
I heard.
Klaus watched his father, trying to figure out what he wasn't telling him.
He only wants a companion. That doesn't sound too hard.
There's something you should know.
What, Papa?
He asked when his father didn't continue. Again, that sigh. This one more weary than the last.
Your uncle. He's a Nazi, as are his friends.
Hope fled at the realization that his mother would never allow this. It didn't matter that Dietrich had chosen to fight for the resistance. She blamed the Nazis for his death. His father glanced down the hallway once more, then back at Klaus.
Still, the war is over. No need to tell her. Or your sister, who blabs everything.
But
it would break your mother's heart.
He put his hands on Klaus's shoulders, looking him in the eye, giving a half smile.
If there was any other way, we would find it, yes? But there isn't. You understand?
Klaus understood all too well. He and his father could overlook the source of income if it bought the medicine his mother desperately needed. What did it matter if a few Nazis slipped into the country? And, as his father said, the war was over. Those men were simply Germans like him. Besides, it was only for a few days. Somehow, though, his mother must have overheard, because when he went to visit her, she tried to dissuade him.
I'm going to die anyway,
she said from her sickbed.
What good would that money be then?
I won't let you, Klaus told her.